Thank you. Good evening, everybody. It is, what are we looking at here for a date? Tuesday, May 25th at 6 p.m. And this is a work session for the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska. And tonight the work session will be regarding the Old Hospital Legacy Planning and Discussion. Lisa, do you have an announcement you want to make?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, we have a handful of people that I know are on for specific items in the agenda. Julie and Joel and there are a couple other folks here.
Nicole.
Right. We are having a work session that's starting at 6. You guys are certainly welcome to stay, but the formal meeting won't start until 7 o'clock. So I don't want to make you guys sit in for an hour on a discussion that you may not have a significant interest in.
So if Joel's willing to stay, I'm willing to go and have some more dinner. So Joel, are you good with that? I guess I don't blame you. All right. Thank you all very much for being so timely.
Yeah. Elena, also, I know you're here for the school budget. If you want to stick around, great. If not, you're more than welcome to sign off and come back at 7.
Thank you all very much. So this work session regarding legacy planning is really a discussion about what we are going to do with the old facility. And there's a lot of options on the table, and we really want to make sure that we take a good solid look at each one, understanding the financial impact. But it's not just a single building issue. There may be parallels that or ways to draw in other projects that we currently have. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that it will play a central role in other things as well. So this is an important discussion for the assembly and the community to have. And with that, Lisa, I really appreciate it if you'd lead us in. And I know you've got folks here that are going to be speaking about this item as well.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. Amber Al-Haddad, our Capital Facilities Director, is on as well, and she'll be playing a major role in this discussion. So really where we're at with the old hospital is determining if we use it for anything, if we use it for a city need, if we try to dispose of it for use by someone in the private sector, or if the building is truly beyond all its useful life and needs to be demolished, and that, you know, we mothball it until we have time to and funds to be able to do that. So the tie-in that you explained that to other projects is extremely important. As you were aware, we had an assessment done of the public safety building, and that building needs either to be a new building or needs a major whole-scale renovation to that building. And so if we look at that that project in terms of what we do with the tenants, there are a couple of different options. One is to relocate people out and the departments out of that building temporarily into the old hospital while that renovation is being done. But another issue that has come up, or another alternative that has come up, is relocating people permanently out of the public safety building and other city facilities into the hospital as a permanent dwelling, and looking at that as an option. And so what I'd like to do first is ask Amber to talk through the alternatives that are being looked at for the public safety building and how that ties into the use of the hospital for it there. And then Amber has made initial inquiries with the engineering firm that we have providing estimates for options for the public safety building. She has inquired with them about what the level of effort would be for us to understand a reconfiguration or a use of the existing hospital to move other departments in there. And so she's got some initial information there and what that level of effort looks like. So Amber, do you want to take it away?
Sure, thank you. Thanks for everyone joining us tonight to talk about this issue. So Lisa indicated first that there are a couple of options that we've asked AMC engineers to look at with us, and that follows the March meeting with the assembly when we presented the option to renovate the public safety building or build new as our solution for that building problem. We were asked to go out and get some optional costs with the understanding that even with a renovation project, the renovation project estimated for a 2022-2023 construction season was approximately $15 million versus build new $30 million. We understand that the renovation project would be would entail either tackling the project as a multi-year phased project or a multi-phased project, meaning we'd have several, we would issue construction bid documents for various sections of the renovation over the course of maybe, who knows, 5, 10, 15 years. So the assembly's concern was after a multi-phased or single-phased project, how much are we going to be spending it at the end of the day versus what we would spend to construct new? So we've gone back to AMC and we've asked for four additional options to what we had originally. The first option would be, what is the cost to renovate the single phased multi-year project with escalation costs? And looking at that, projecting how long that would take us, possibly 2 years, I'm going to suggest for the sake of the discussion here. The second option that we've asked them for, in addition to the others, was what is the escalation cost for the renovation project over, say, 10 years? The third option would be constructing new at the Wrangell Medical Facility, the old former hospital building at 310 Bennett Street, constructing new there, but separating the fire department building, having a separate standalone building for the fire department, and then another building to house the rest of the public existing public safety building tenants next to it. And the reason for that separation is that there are funds that have been identified, state and federal funds potentially, that would fund the construction of fire departments solely, not connected to a public safety building. And the fourth and last option would be to do the same thing as what third option was, but instead of building the fire department separate, building the corrections and jail separately, because there's also external funding potentially available for that level of facility and only for that level of facility. So they're trying to look at two different options for the build new in addition to the build in full, what we have now kind of in kind. So that's what we've asked AMC for. There was a little bit of a hiccup with email communication and they didn't get a response that I had sent them. And so they've been waiting on me to send the response and I had it sent. And so yesterday we recognized that and we've asked them to give us that proposal within the next 2 weeks. And they have committed to doing that.
Sorry, Amber, can I just stop you for a second? I'm a sure. little confused. On options 3 and 4, your proposal is to build new, so build a new courthouse, new public safety building, and a standalone. So basically, are you looking at utilizing the already existing hospital or tear it down and build new there?
Tearing down the existing and building.
Any option that involved looking at renovating the hospital itself?
So that is the next piece of discussion. Okay. So to date, we have asked AMC for those additional four cost options. What Lisa and I have discussed is a subsequent option with the existing 310 Bennett Street building. And that is to renovate it to some level to accommodate a variety of potential new tenants, whether that's a combination of City Hall and a portion of the existing public safety building tenants, you know, just what could that look like and what would that effort entail? And so I did reach out to AMC and discuss this with them because it's a whole different ballgame than what we've asked them for already for these other options. And in particular, because it's very easy to understand in general what the, and of course we've had to make some assumptions and tell them to qualify their estimates because there's a lot of unknowns, there's a lot of cost escalation that is unknown now based on the volatility of our market, our industries right now. So we've made some assumptions that will be clarified. And basically, we're picking a point in time where the costs were known. And all of these options will be based on that point in time. It's really the only thing we can do at this point. But the fourth option, I'm sorry, this will be the fifth option in addition to what we've already seen. And what we'd basically be looking at is trying to house a variety of different tenants in that building. In its current condition, I've made a list of concerns with that building that I'd like to share with you, if you would allow me to, because it would give you a sense of the existing building and the things that would be considered as part of this additional consideration to renovate that building to house new tenants in the shell, if you will, the existing shell.
So, Amber, can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. You're going to tell us the concerns about that building before we've had any engineers go in or we know what we're looking at. I guess I'm a little bit concerned about that because I don't want this option removed from the plate too soon.
Mr. Mayor,
I can make a pretty strong list of what's going on over that public safety building. We have lots of documentation. Lisa?
Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. So the AMC engineers actually worked on the hospital already. They were part of the search team that came in and did the evaluation of the old hospital. And these were concerns that they expressed to Amber. Nothing is being taken off the table. No, I have committed to you, and Amber and I have had a conversation about looking at this option all the way through. Our fiduciary responsibility to this community is to make sure that we have a complete view of what all the options are and what the costs are.
Thank you, Lisa. And I guess I'll backtrack and say when I use the word concerns, it's just the discussion points. So what I asked the AMC engineer, I said, you know, this level of looking at the building for a new use is very different than what you'll be performing for these other options. You're taking an existing building, so different than the existing public safety building, and renovating that. We're renovating the existing structure in its existing layout for the most part, right? So just upgrading what's existing. Not changing space for the tenants necessarily, not changing much programmatic concerns for the building. Also not upgrading the building to meet current codes, because that wouldn't be required in a renovation project necessarily. What I asked the engineer was, what would it take for you to be able to look at this and give us a cost option? And so this discussion ensued, and that was, well, to be quite honest with you, in a project like this, we do it quite often. We'll take an old building, we'll renovate it for a new purpose, new use, new tenants, maybe existing tenants, but based on the age of the building, and I'm going to get into my talking points now, based on the age of the building and the variety of additions that have been made, the level of hazardous building materials that we know are in it, what they would recommend is trying to salvage the shell of the building, or as much structural integrity of the building as possible, and come through and gut the rest of the building. Number one, you've got asbestos to deal with. From their original demo, the Rangel Medical Center building estimate, there was approximately $1.5 million worth of abatement and disposal estimated before you put the contractor overhead and burden and city obligations on there. So 1.5 alone just to take care of the asbestos. So all of that would still need to be done. Most of you who've walked through the building probably know that it's very cut up, you know, so the majority of those partitions would have to come out. And really based on the age of the building and the building systems, mechanical, electrical, the sprinkler system, the fire alarm, the telecom, the data, all of those systems would need to be gutted. So you're basically gutting that building and starting with what you can salvage with the structural piece of it. Things to just consider, you know, that's a, the original construction was 1967. That's about as old as me. The three additions to that are were in 1974, 1988, and then the last one in 1994. The 1967 foundation was a combination of creosote-treated timber pilings with concrete pile caps and grade beams. And the 1988 modular addition is supported by timber pilings only. When AMC and their survey team came through, they didn't do a full structural analysis of the building. They did look at the foundation and they assessed about 60% of the pilings, they said, and found that they were in mostly good condition. There was actually, of the 60%, they only found one piling that was deteriorated. Beyond that, the structure that they, the structural pieces that they investigated was the roof. The original roof is the 1967 built-up multi-ply tar roof. And there's actually, I think, been two roof reconstructions since the original, which basically are a roof built over that and then a subsequent truss roof built in 1994, I believe. In addition to, if you're gutting, according to the engineers, if you were to come through and gut a building like that and construct, you would be looking at bringing that building up to current code, all things considered, as well as the seismic restraints required by code. It's possible that the fire protection sprinkler system may be required to be in place during that project altogether. So that'd be just another consideration. All of the asbestos would need to be abated and disposed of. And again, just for them to even begin to look at this and try to understand, wrap their head around what we would be asking for, they would need to see the programmatic requirements, including the security requirements, the data and telecom, you know, that each of these individual entities who are existing tenants at the public safety building, who have pretty sophisticated security systems because they're all law enforcement, you know, all of that would need to be looked at to get a sense of what we would be looking at doing for this new project. So it's not, I guess I'm just trying to relay the depth of the work that would be involved just to begin looking at renovating the 310 Bennett Street for reuse. It's absolutely doable. As I said, it's done every day. But those are just some things to think about, the existing condition of the building. And from this one engineer's perspective, what we would be looking at to get this project started or to start looking at it as a planning or investigative project. I did contact the Alaska court system as well as the U.S. Border Customs and Border Patrol. They do already have programmatic requirements outlined in written form, and I've asked them to share those with me. So we just have that available. And I've also, I talked to Chief Radke this afternoon, and he suggested that I contact the state for any correction facilities programmatic requirements that may be available. He's not really aware of any. But these are the considerations that we would need to have to be able to move this fifth option for this Rangel Medical Center, former Rangel Medical Center building forward.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, if I could just ask Amber a question. Amber, you and I talked about a time frame. We think that the programmatic information can be pulled together and given to AMC so that they can give us a quote on what they think it would take to provide an estimate for us. What kind of a time frame do you think we can get that stuff pulled together? And that would be for us to, if it's fairly easy to get the court and the
Customs
yes. and Border Patrol and the jail, I think we can probably get the jail itself, those requirements. Then it's up to the departments, it's up to the borough for us to look at what the other police and dispatch requirements would be, what the city hall potentially requirements would be, and any other offices, administrative offices, we thought it would be, there'd be value in moving up to the old hospital.
Right. So, that may also include, I don't know how much input DMV would want to have DMV, as well as, yes, thank you. TSA, but the two folks that I've talked to already, the Alaska court system and the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, they actually had hoped that they could get that to me today, but I haven't seen it yet. So it should be in short order for those two in particular.
Amber, what I'd like to see is I want to understand, you've raised a lot of issues there, you know, communication, security, you know, increased standards. How are you skirting those? Because the systems that you currently have in place, the public safety building, are old. You know, we're basically, our jails are from the original time. When you go in to start renovating, are you going to be compelled to renovate to the new standards, say, for incarceration? When you talk about telecommunication and that sort of thing, I know we're woefully underserved in that building. So is there any plan to address those if you stay in the current structure? Courthouse security, that's the original layout. Is there plans to address courthouse? Because it sort of stacks up like, oh my God, we're gonna have to do all this stuff. But when you go and start tearing apart the old building, are you not going to be compelled because you opened up even seismic? At what level, what is the cutoff for redoing for seismic?
That was actually discussed when we worked with AMC on the original survey, and through with a renovation project like we've discussed for that building to date, the new seismic codes would not be required, and much of the code would not, new code would not be required either.
Okay, Anne.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get my cat out of the way. What would be the fate of the present public safety building? Just demolish? I can't imagine if we went to all this expense to remodel the Wrangell Medical Center that we would even have any interest in keeping that building.
What I have suggested, and I'll fully admit I've been driving this, trying to look to see if we can't repurpose that building, because I am not convinced in any way, shape, or form that we're going to get through this reno close to what we think we're going to. And that's just,
well, I agree with you, Steve. I mean, I brought up a couple, three, four meetings ago, the fact of inflation on building, it's just horrendous. And it's really horrendous now.
Well, it's even for me, it's, I appreciate that we've had engineers through the building and destructive stuff. But every time we turn around, there's another surprise in that building. I've been on the assembly 7 years and or 8 years, and every time I turn around, it's something new: black mold, water intrusion, freezing mist, you know, electrical, that, boilers, whatever it is, it's an old building as well. So I want us to fully understand the potential of the fire hall, because if we're going to demolish it and it's going to cost us $2 million to demolish it, perhaps mm-hmm. we gut it for $2 million and have a clean footprint with a decent roof, who knows. But I just don't want it to be washed over as too complex or too difficult without going through it. But my suggestion to the city manager was, perhaps what we look at is keeping the fire department in place, look at what the requirements were for engineered air, if it needs to be beefed up, and if there's any other requirements that would have to happen to keep them in place with the bays up above the bays in the training room in the small apartment they have, move everybody else up to City Hall, look at a combined, or to the hospital, look at creating a combined courtroom, city chamber. So we have one area, get City Hall where it is now, to get rid of that building, make it a green space or whatever we're going to do, sell it, whatever, doesn't matter. But these are sort of the ideas I've been throwing out. So my idea was leave the fire hall where it is, or if you can find money, build a new fire hall, and then the building gets mothballed or whatever.
Well, there is there is the possibility of money for a fire hall. Is that not right? And a jail?
So we know for sure that the community development block grant that we use to purchase a fire truck, mm-hmm. this one that we are about to receive, can be used toward construction of a fire station. But when we applied for that CDBG money as part of a project for the public safety building, splitting out the fire section only, they didn't go for it because it was a combined public safety building.
I understand. So if
it's standalone, it qualifies.
Mm-hmm. I'll add that the max of that grant is $875,000, and there's a match, I think 25% match.
Yes.
So that's not even close to what we need.
No. But it's something.
Yeah, Yeah.
Yeah, and quite frankly, the fire hall, you know, you wouldn't be able to renovate and create space in the existing 310 Bennett Street building for the fire hall. So absolutely something else would have to be done for that section.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Yes, the 94 renovation to the hospital was a year before I got here. And I'm trying to remember, was that an add-on to the hospital? In other words, is there a newer section of the hospital that would be asbestos-free? And we could work on that area? What was done in 1994?
Was the long-term care wing added in 94? And that's a concrete basement. I don't know where this timber came from, but that's concrete.
The old
boardroom is, and where we had PT years ago, and
correct. That's what I'm thinking.
I'd have to go back to all the drawings and recall what was done under each addition. But there was a portion of a pre-engineered metal building that was included.
Yeah, that's that garage.
And then I think that the subsequent addition for the roof was maybe done in that project as well.
Amber, could I make a suggestion to you that you reach out to John Martin? John Martin helped to sort of one of the major renovations. We just met, we spent the day with John traveling to Myerschuck, and he was speaking to me about it. He has a very strong recollections and opinions of the construction that took place on that renovation. And the roof, he was very knowledgeable on the roof design, and he may be able to help you. Well over 20 years on the board there, and I think many of those as chairman. So
I'll do that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. If you need his number, I have it, and I'll reach get it to you.
I've got it. Believe. Thank you, though.
Mr. Mayor, you know, I was in the hospital today and did a walkthrough just to make sure I had everything fresh in my mind's eye as we were coming into the work session today. There certainly is the capacity to, if we wanted to, immediately move office space up there. I mean, we could clean up the, you know, there's so much office space. It's crazy ridiculous. And there are places that are in very good shape, you know, to receive office, office type dwelling. It is when you get into the courthouse side of things and the jail and the corrections and the police side of things, dispatch, that I think that's where the significant renovation is going to need to come. And
I agree with that.
Assemblymember Powell? Yeah. I think my push on this, you guys, is that we're going to spend, at best, we're going to spend $13 to $15 million. Was that not our last estimate on a renovation of a public building, and that did not include changing that roof line, which has some major issues in it, and that was at previous inflated costs. So if we add, what, Lisa, what did you quote me for construction increases?
Oh, it's 40%. I mean, I met with Harley Johnson. He said a piece of plywood is now more than $100.
It is. So
if we tie into, and not that the hospital renovation wouldn't take those same increases, but you know, we are looking at a project more than likely north of $20 million. And that there is no guarantee in that that we're not going to run into stuff that's going to require. And I'd really like to understand how we're going to beef up infrastructure security, and if there is not some type of grandfather clause on our current jails. When I toured Petersburg City Hall, the jail cells were a very particular, tricky issue on their renovation of the old fire hall. And they went to a self-contained drop-in unit that was constructed off-site and put in. It had the toilet, it had bunks, it had the special sprinkler system. It had everything that it needed to be to today's compliance. So that was actually not as difficult as I thought it was going to be for the jail cells. But I'm just saying, I would really like to understand the numbers both ways. Anybody else?
Mr. Mayor, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is there anything else, Amber, that you wanted to add to this?
No, just an understanding that the engineering effort will be significantly more for this type of review than what we've asked them. I just want to make that clear.
Okay, Lisa. Oh, sorry, Ann, go ahead.
Can we use some of the specifics from when search went through, evaluated the building? Is there any crossover there that we can use to ameliorate some of the expenses?
So AMC, who we're working with, they are the engineers, the prime engineer who managed that survey review for search. I'm sure a lot of that information would be helpful for them, but you know, to be able to put together a cost for what a renovated project for reuse would be, I think that the level of effort there, the demo, that previous information would be good to understand, like, you know, what demo is going to look like, you know, what they're going to encounter and what that is concerned. They also didn't do a full structural analysis, so that's something that they didn't do that would have been helpful in a future evaluation. But moving forward and looking at costs, of potential costs for renovating for a reuse, again, aside from just the demo, the information that it could provide for understanding the demolition effort, I think everything else would be new effort.
Okay. So do we have a feel for what the electrical and the air quality and the plumbing and everything are like in that building?
I think what Amber's suggesting, Ann, is that it would all be stripped and you would start fresh.
Okay. That's...
Well, so currently...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. So the systems are old. They still work. They were working up until, they're still working. And they were serving a good purpose to our hospital, you know, until April 15th when they turned it over. So the systems work. There are a couple of those systems that are temperamental. But the building right now, like Lisa said, it would serve the purpose of, you know, housing some tenants. I mean, mm-hmm. my department wanted to move in there at one point in time, and I had no problem moving in there and thinking that it would house us sufficiently. And it could absolutely house people right now. But if you were going to create a new layout for new tenants in that space, you can't use the existing layout. You've got asbestos that's got to be removed. You've got to rip out walls. You've got to create new space criteria layout for these tenants. And what that means is you're ripping out the entire electrical system. You're ripping out the entire HVAC system because it's all got to be redone. It's got to be redone to the occupancy of the new building, accommodating the new layout design. So it would all have to be gutted. But as it stands now, in its current configuration, it works. The systems work, and if we can keep them working and maintain them, I think that they would still work for quite some time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Anybody else? Looks like David's jumping on here. There you go, David. Go for it.
Okay. Well, I don't know what it's worth. I know I'm probably going to get someone's going to slap me on this one, but I want to move City Hall. I don't agree with making another green space, sell it, and put someone building to make the city money rather than just make a green space. I'll tell you that right now. That'll pay for part of it. I mean, not a lot. Talking with Steve, I mean, we talked about this, I don't know, 6-8 months ago. We threw ideas back and forth about doing this. And it was a hospital. There was a lot bigger, higher standards and all that stuff for that building that had to be met for a hospital. It doesn't mean those standards are there for a typical office building. Okay, so, and I don't know about the asbestos. I dealt with a couple of houses with asbestos and talked to a couple of different people with them. And a lot of it, if you don't disturb it, you don't have to do anything with it. The only part you have to do is if you disturb it or rip it out. So you're not talking about, if you start gutting that building, yeah, you're going to have a lot of asbestos abatement. I mean, you're going to have a lot, but I don't, walking through that building when it was a hospital, I don't see where you're going to gut the whole thing. I just don't understand that concept. The layout and stuff, I think 94 when they did that, it was, I was a kid in when we had that concrete down there where the doctors were, Davenport and Shermer. And I think that was before 94. I'm not positive of it, but I'm pretty sure it was. So I just can't see that whole side concrete. I don't know. I would really, I don't have a bad feeling about engineer stuff or anything like that, but I don't know if this is something that can be looked at as like a construction company. Sometimes you get a whole different idea of it when you get somebody that actually is in the job of construction. I know you're talking about engineers, but every time we talk about an engineer, it's always a very high price. It's always, they're always trying to cover something and cover their butts on, okay, well, if it goes here, but I don't know. I've talked to a lot of construction people about that building, and you're not talking $20 million to tear it apart and renovate it. You're talking a lot less than that. We're not going to be afford this public safety buildings. 40% on $15 million, what are you looking at? $22 million? $23 million? I mean, that's just if it comes in at that. And I'm still not convinced about the public safety building because it's kind of like the ground. You drill a couple holes and you think everything's great, and then you run into something. So I don't know. I think when me and Steve were talking about it, I like the idea of looking at that building. I just don't see where it's going to cost that kind of money, $20 million to renovate that old hospital.
Go ahead.
The other thing is too, is what Steve said about the jail. Cause I have friends in Petersburg that talked about what they did there is too, about the drop-in things. That was a lot cheaper than trying to get up to standards by putting jails in like we have right now. So, I mean, that could be done, and that's not going to cost much money either. I mean, you could put that jail, that courthouse, everything on that concrete side. I'd really have to see what they're talking about, the piling and all that stuff. I know that's on the one side that's oldest, but that one old side where the old folks' home was and all that stuff, that's all concrete.
Thank you, Dave.
I saw a note that there was a portion of that that is slab on grade against the soil embankment. So,
okay. Assemblymember Dalrymple.
Yeah, this is a little bit different on that same vein, though. Amber, you mentioned the possibility of funding for specifically for fire halls and perhaps for jail facilities. Can you maybe talk more what you know about that? And I'm thinking again, Petersburg got a brand new fire hall, but it had to be standalone. I know that was a big issue with that community at the time because they were trying to better their police department as well, which is kind of our issue with the public safety. But what's the parameters of that funding? And if we went after specifically, say, the fire hall funding, what's our obligations to that versus these more holistic public building uses?
Yeah, so the one funding opportunity that we know about for fire departments is from the Community Development Block Grant. Lisa mentioned that earlier. That is, I think there's federal funding that is passed through the state, and they will absolutely, what you just said is similar with Petersburg. They will fund a fire hall separate, a standalone building. They'll provide up to $875,000 per project, and there's a 25% match for that.
That's a 25% match if you have a low to moderate income status of 51% or higher in your community. So that will remain to be seen following the decennial census information that comes out. So that's something that we just have to pay attention to. If you don't have a 51% low to moderate income status, if you are below that, then it's a 50% match to the CDBG grant.
Yeah, and some of you may remember there was an effort through the community to, it was a survey that the borough implemented, and Carol managed that. But that the purpose of that was to determine our income level that Lisa just mentioned, which I think we just barely met the minimum for that, which made us eligible for the fire truck. That's the same program that funded our recent fire truck purchase. I think Carol said that we would probably need to look at the new survey information before we were to determine if we're eligible for the next round.
Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, just kind of follow up on that. $870,000 is not what I was thinking would be available. Do you know how the Petersburg?
They got a huge state grant.
Yeah. So are those available anymore?
No, it was a legislative capital grant.
Okay.
To fund the, yep. I remember that being discussed actually in one of my first trips to Petersburg.
Okay.
Amber, can you tell us when you say there's asbestos in the hotel, old hospital, where is the asbestos in terms of, is it pipe wrapping? Is it in the paint? Is it mastic on the floor? And the second thing is, what is the prevalence in the building? Is it possible to isolate a certain area that would be a small renovated area that might just remain office spaces? So for example, if it's down the acute care wing, but not down or in the main foyer and the old, you know, where the long-term care was, is there a way to segment it with a minimal use?
I will be honest, I don't recall the details of where the asbestos is. I can tell you it's primarily in the drywall compound in certain area, and then also in some of the floor mastic. Those were the primary areas where it was found. I could get the details, and if you'd like the full report, I could share that.
I would love the full report, please. And could you send the entire assembly? It would be great.
Mm-hmm. We've got a cop. Search provided us with a copy of that when it was completed.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you. And also, I would like to know that when the engineering firm did the engineering work on the police department renovation or whatever they're going to renovate there, I understand that there's sizable envelope issues. But was there not a renovation plan to beef up security cameras, beef up infrastructure for communication, beef up electrical, beef up engineered air? I know engineered air was a part of it because that's a deficit there. Was there, with those other, the same things you mentioned that would have to happen in the hospital, were those raised in with the engineers from the public safety building project?
Everything except for, I would say, security, with the assumption that the security requirements for each of the entities are in place as they need them now. But yes, as far as, the electrical systems, HVAC systems, the telecom and actually the telecom and data were not reviewed. There was a section that they reported on that if we're opening up walls for any renovations, it would be good to replace any telecom and data that was found in there if needed. But we didn't open all the walls.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions from the assembly? Lisa, any final words of wisdom for us?
No, we will report back to you with a schedule on how long we think it's going to take to get the information to the engineers so that they can provide us with an estimate of what a design review or this kind of effort would cost.
Within that design review budget, I'd like for you to please also provide the assembly with cost figures in terms of you know, for example, if you were to bring City Hall under one roof, and as Assemblymember Powell said, liquidate that asset for commercial sale, what would that generate? What would your savings at City Hall be per year for your utilities and yada yada yada? And conversely, if you were, you know, what I would like to kind of get as much of a whole picture as I can for a potential plan. And I know some of this is right now just all up in the sky, but I just really want to understand all the figures on this. And then secondly, I would like to see what the overrun estimate. I know typically we have a 10% cost overrun on these projects. And I'd really like to see what the projection for an overrun on a standalone public safety building project where you don't know what really, I mean, you've done some work, but you don't know ultimately at the end of the day what it's going to look like when you dig in. Is it 10%, 15%, 20%? What are we looking at? Because we've already been down this road once, and it went from our initial numbers on this project were, I can't remember what.
9.5.
Then we went to 13.5, and now we're up over 20 because that's nobody's fault. That's building construction materials, which would apply across the board to any renovation. But this has been a bit of a moving target. Assemblymember Morrison.
Go ahead, Lisa.
I don't mean to interrupt. I just need to clarify a couple of things because you threw out a lot of information there, Mr. Mayor. So the engineers that are doing this are not going to be able to provide all of the stuff. We would have to put together a package with a handful of other people. So in order to, which we can and will do, I just need to explain. So we would hire an appraiser to appraise City Hall so that we could get you a fair market value number for that. We would take a look at what the costs of operating that building are annually so you could understand what the budget savings would be. So there are some components we would need to put together in the package for you.
And I would suggest that you may not need to do an appraisal of City Hall at this point, but to take a bit of a look and see what commercial property land is going for currently. You've had some sales, you might be able to extrapolate that. And I would appreciate, you know, you will let me know, but I don't think it is worthwhile spending $5,000 or $10,000 on an appraisal. Get us a ballpark so we understand. Assemblymember Morrison.
Well, you pretty much covered my concerns. I would like to see a ballpark. I would like to see, actually, if we're going to move out of the public safety building and into the Wrangell Medical Center, what would be the resale value on that piece of property? Leaving the fire department there and the police department there, they're going to need upgrading and renovating. There's just a lot of moving parts to this whole issue.
Well, and conversely, if you were to do the renovation, you have to look at it the opposite way too. And you demo you can't sell the building, but the property has real value. So if you demo the hospital for $2 million after you abate, is that $2 million include the $1.25 million for asbestos abatement? Your estimated cost for destruction?
The abatement cost was estimated at $1.5 million. Plus overhead and burden and contingencies.
So you're looking at $1.5 million for asbestos abatement, but that does not include demolition and basically toting this stuff off to be dealt with down south.
No,
it includes disposal as well. Disposal of the abated materials as well. If you did, I calculated I just extracted the abatement and disposal cost estimate and added the overhead and profit and all of the add-ons to that. If you just looked at the abatement as a single standalone project, it was $1.8 million from that estimate.
Okay, so it's $1.8 million if you just take the asbestos out, and it's $1.5 million if you tear the whole building down?
No, I'm sorry. The 1.5 was the abatement, and then you put the add-ons to the abatement. It with the overhead and profit for the contractor, that turned out to be 1.8. Sorry, it's the same effort, I shouldn't have mentioned the two numbers. Total cost for abating and disposing.
Ultimately, we'll wind up with a parking lot after $1.8 million.
No, you'd just be abating the asbestos materials. Just the asbestos.
The cost to tear the building down and tote it off.
I think it's 2.5.
$2.5 million. So we're looking at over $3.5 million.
No, I believe it's 2.5 for the whole shooting match, is my understanding.
Okay. Thank you. That's my question. $2.5 million leaves you with a parking lot.
Yes.
Okay. So that can be factored in the other way, that you wind up with 2.5. And go ahead, please.
Let's leave the hospital for now and go back to the public services building. It was built in what, 1967?
1987.
Oh, okay. So we probably don't have an asbestos issue there.
We don't. No, we had that as the question.
I just thought maybe we were going to be, you know, if we start tearing that down, we're going to have the same issue. But thank you. Thanks, Amber.
You're welcome.
Any other thoughts or questions? Assemblymember Powell, looks like you're reaching for your hand. Go ahead.
So in 1970, asbestos was ruled out, okay? So it was like gone. They had a lot of mitigation. And when did we have how many? It was built in 1967. And then when, it was renovated when?
The hospital building?
Yeah.
I've got 1974, 1988, 1994.
I think everything after 1970 shouldn't have asbestos.
No, there were lots of materials still on the market that were used that had asbestos in it. I'm telling you, stuff that was built into the early 80s, I know for a fact had asbestos in it.
Lisa's absolutely true. And talking to the EPA on this specific issue, the 70, it was later than that. The major policy that came from the feds on that. But there were appeals to that and several iterations after that initial asbestos mandate. And again, like Lisa said, there was tons of asbestos-laden material that was continued to be used. So as far as the EPA goes, they require anything that was built through the 90s to still be tested for asbestos and said that they're finding it all over the place. So.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like Ann just asked if we have asbestos in the old building. Well, of course you do. Okay. Because you have asbestos almost still today in building materials. There's asbestos because you're right. In 1984, it was 89. It was taken out in 89. It was repealed, and it was, now we still have it in building materials. So that's what I'm saying. It just blows me away that we're going to put, it's $1.8 million to get rid of something and another $700,000 to get rid of it. Let's burn the thing down then and do a training on it or something.
You can't burn it down.
I understand you can't burn it down.
It blows me away
that we're going to spend that kind of money on abatement of asbestos.
It is unconscionable for a place like Wrangell, for any place, but for Wrangell especially, to think about having to spend $2.5 million on something that nets you a negative when we have so many things that need repair.
Lisa, this is exactly what I was trying to and tell everybody when I voted no last time, I'm sorry, and I didn't get that out, is that we are going to add another building to our capital here.
Our inventory.
Exactly. And we're going to have to take care of this building. And I just have a very hard time with that everybody else is on board with me here. I want some exact numbers. I don't want an estimate of $1.8 million and they come back and say, you know what, guess what? We're going to charge you $3 million. That's not going to happen. I mean, we want to know exactly what is going to happen here. I just can't believe that we had a hospital in here, 3 months ago. And now all of a sudden we just, well, guess what? This building is so bad, we can't even have an office in it.
And I agree, David. I think for me, one of the big things is I look at things in terms of square footage that we are required to maintain. And we've done a dismal job of maintaining. We've had deferred maintenance on all of our buildings. And so my feeling is if we can remove square footage from the overall inventory and requirement of maintenance by combining under one roof, which the hospital project would allow us to do, but the public safety building does not allow us to do, if we can remove overall square footage, I think that would be most helpful for us. But that's just my thought. It's not like we're creating new. It's just we're starting to bring offices in together and get them in under one roof with, you know, instead of three separate systems, we're down to one system.
Steve, I would go along with that 100%. And I agree with you 100%. As long as we're getting rid of stuff and putting it on the market. Okay. Yeah, if we're not going to do that, then I'm way against this.
Right. Sorry, David, I'm going to let Ann, you got a minute, Ann, and then I'm shutting this meeting down.
Okay. 5 minutes. If we decide to do this and free build a fire department and a police department, and we move out of the public services building, I think that whole place needs to go on the market. I don't think we need to keep it.
Okay.
The same with City Hall. That needs to be sold.
Okay. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, everybody, for coming in tonight and discussing this. This is really good. I think that Amber's got stuff to work with, and Lisa does as well. Lisa, I will clarify what I asked you for. I know that was a little garbled. It was off the top of my head, and I appreciate that we'll need to discuss a bit more and flesh it out and make sure it's realistic. But I encourage the assembly, if you have thoughts or questions or issues with what you've heard tonight, speak to Lisa. Book a time, talk to her, make sure she understands your thoughts on this. It's super important. This is going to be a major, major project for this community out of our general fund. And we need to make sure that we're doing it the most cost-effective way possible. So with that, I'm going to adjourn this public hearing at 6:55 p.m. and we will readjourn at 7 p.m. for our regular assembly meeting. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.